Well, good morning, young people. You are welcome to Generation 419. This is where young people gather to have fun and to learn the word of God. My name is Reverend Dr. Ike, and by the grace of God, I've come back on your airwaves. It's been a long time we have interacted, and as we've been doing, anytime we gather here, it's about we learning the word of God in a unique way, having fun as children to enjoy God's presence. And this morning, I welcome you all to this special program. In the month of May and beyond, perhaps, we have this package for you called What's on Your Mind. Last year, we did this, and this is how it goes. If you have any question that you think is bothering you and you would like us to help you answer, or you need a solution to it, all that you need to do is to call us on 0279-100-600. So you can send your messages both on WhatsApp and normal text to us. And I'm going to be bringing you your teachers, okay, the children's pastors or children's teachers who teach you at church. I'll be bringing them on this program, and they'll help us to answer the questions that are bothering us. Today, by the grace of God, I have in the studio with me is Lady Pastor Abigail Ansan. She is from the Makande Church. Makande Church International. It's international.
Yes, okay. Very international.
Makande Church International HQ, that is at Oyibi.
Yes.
And then your convener or your chairman is Bishop.
Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo.
Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Hi. Reverend Ike is saying hi.
Yes.
And so the Makande Church International is one of the denominations under the United Denominations originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. All right, so that is where LP Abigail is. She's been with the children's ministry for the past 2 years, am I right?
Yes.
2 years. You are your third year?
I'm in my second year.
You are in your second year. Very anointed woman of God. And this morning, she's going to be with us. She's going to be answering the questions that we have sent. And Aunt Abigail, I feel a lot of the children have questions on their minds that they want to ask. And I always say that just as adults go for counseling, children really do not have people that attend to them when they have questions. So we have created this platform for them to ask us whatever questions they have. And today, we are very privileged to have you in the studio to help us answer our questions.
I'm very honored to be here, and I'm looking forward to being of help to the children and answering the questions by the grace of God.
I think you also tell them you are a nurse.
Oh, yes, I'm also a school nurse. So I work with children, and I've been doing it for the past 12 years. So, yes, I understand children and their issues.
Pediatric?
Yes, at a school. So, school children from preschool up to.
Okay, so
like
you
SHS.
Have actually been in. You have been working with children.
Yes.
Young people.
Young people.
Oh, okay. Okay, so secular work, young people, church also young
fully.
People. Oh, then today we are very blessed. Very, very blessed. Okay, so wherever you are, please, this is Sweet Melodies 94.3, and this is Generation 419. Galatians 4:19 says that, my little children, in whom I travel in birth again until Christ be formed in you. We believe that as we answer your questions, definitely Christ will be formed in you. Mm. And then you have answers to whatever questions that you have. So you can send your questions to us on WhatsApp or normal text. 0279-100-600. My name again is Reverend Ike. Aunt Abigail, let's start with our first question. Our first question says, hello, Reverend Ike. I am Kwame, 12 years and in class 5. I have a big problem and I need help. Anytime I pick my Bible to read, then I feel sleepy. But I can be on my phone for hours playing games without sleeping. What should I do?
Hello, Kwame. Mm. That's a good question you are asking. And first of all, I want you to understand that you are not alone.
Mm.
Even a lot of us adults also find ourselves not enjoying the Bible so much.
Okay.
But I want you to consider why you read the Bible.
Okay.
you read your notes in school because you want to gain knowledge and also to pass your exams.
Yeah.
So you have to think about your approach towards reading the Bible. Why do you read your Bible?
Why do you read your Bible?
You read it because you want to talk to God, or you want God to also talk to you. So when you read the Bible, that is the only chance you have for God to talk to you, for you to understand who He is, what He wants you to do, and all that. So when you have that at the back of your mind that this is God, this is my Father, and He wants to talk to me, I'm sure you'll find that it's not as boring as thought it was. Because it was like a book you were reading. But now think about it, that you're actually going to talk to your Father. And if Daddy calls you, that He wants to say something to you, you'll be interested and you'll be excited to talk to Him.
That's true.
So for David, he saw the word of God as something that was so sweet. He says, your word is sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. When we read Psalm 119 verse 103.
Psalm 119 verse, I think this scripture used to be Psalm 119 verse 103.
Yes.
What does it say?
It says that your word is sweeter than honey from the honeycomb.
I was missing it with the SU. That word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
So I want
think
to
that
read.
Also works in this situation.
Exactly.
Yes.
Because as you learn the word of God, it gives you light. You see where you are going so that you don't slip.
Abigail, are you saying that this thing Kwame is asking is a normal thing that happens, but we have to fight it?
Exactly. Yeah, we
it
have to fight
to
it.
Adults,
children, everybody.
Exactly. So Kwame is not the only person in this situation.
At all.
Wow.
At all.
Because at the point I felt maybe as we are addressing Kwame, others might, it's working for others. But for all you know, maybe other people are also struggling.
Many people are also struggling. So I believe that.
Including pastors also.
Yes. So Kwame's parents listening and Kwame's friends and all the aunties and uncles listening are also benefiting from this answer.
Just that some people are not seeing their problem.
No. They won't say it. They hide it.
Does it also matter the version of the Bible we read?
I was going to say that also. Sometimes when you are reading the King James and you see the thou and the thy, you feel confused. So you should try different versions of the Bible.
So we have, usually I like NLT, New Living Translation.
I also like a New Living Translation a lot. I also read the Amplified version.
Amplified also. Then NIV is also...
It's also an easier version that is enjoyable.
Then
you can also try
ESV.
Good News Bible.
Yes.
It's also enjoyable.
Yes, but the King James.
The King James may
even
be
we, the medical doctors,
you.
We don't understand.
It's not
King
easy.
James. Yes. Recently, 2 years ago, there was a carol service. And then I think some ministers were asked to read the lessons. And one minister, as he was reading the thing, the ought thou. The man was confused.
It wasn't working.
I said, no, MPPA is not saying
it's
top.
Not working.
How much more you in class five?
It will be difficult.
It won't work for you.
So, Pammy, I think you should ask Mommy or Daddy to get you a Bible that is easier to read. You can start with Good News Bible. Then as you are going on, you can also go on to NIV or New Living Translation. And then other versions. When you do that, you realize that the word of God is actually very sweet. Like David said, he said it's sweeter than honey. So if you've tasted honey before, Kwame, you know that honey is like the yummiest to taste.
It's true.
It's very sweet.
It's true.
So have a plan that I'm going to learn to read the Bible till when I read it, it tastes like honey to
in
me.
My mouth.
Just like the way David was able to say that the word of God can be tasty. So I'm going on a plan. I'm going to read the word of God till one day when I read it, I can also say that I agree with David. The word of God is actually very yummy. So you have to go on a journey. Maybe you can start with every day. You have a plan for a week. This week, I'm going to read 2 verses a day. Then you try it. Then next week, you go to maybe 5 verses. Then you go to a chapter a day. Then you improve on it. You may not wake up one day and start enjoying it. But as you read little by little, then you catch on. Also, you can try doing what we call maybe a character study. So I want to read about David.
Okay.
So that one is like a storybook. It's like a story you are reading.
So anything about David.
Anything about David. When he was killing lions, or when he went to fight Goliath, or when he was with Jonathan, then you can say, oh, I want to study about Daniel. About Daniel? How he was the prime minister in the lion's den. So when you are reading it and it's about stories, it's enjoyable and it's easier.
Study.
A character study.
Okay, so you pick a personality.
Exactly.
And then what you are explaining looks more like a quiet time.
Yes, Bible study, learning how to study the Word of God.
So Kwame, 12 years and in class 5, and to every young person listening to us, what we are saying is that it is a normal thing to fall asleep when you are reading your Bible. But to help you, number one, look for a simpler version of the Bible, not King James. And then number two, you should also make it a habit to read your Bible every day.
Exactly. Like Jesus, he said, yes. The Bible says that he wakes up early in the morning, Mark 1:35, to go and talk to God. So it has to be consistent so that you know that when the alarm goes at 5:30, I'm reading my Bible. That way, the consistency, your brain will get used to it that every 5:30 is the Word of God. You will not be bored.
And I feel that it is the devil's intention to make you not to like Bible. That is why you can stay hours on phone.
Exactly. It's a very big thief of time. Games.
Yes. Even with adults, now everybody's Bible seems to be on the phone. And everything now is about phone. So it is a gradual thing to make sure that you are distracted. Your mind is now ticking off God. Because when your phone, your Bible is on your phone, WhatsApp is there, Facebook is there, Instagram is there, Twitter is also there. All this social media and all this, they are
so it's ping, and then you keep checking.
You don't concentrate, actually. No. Yes. Yeah, so but I don't even like it when I see children playing with phone, playing games. Exactly. I don't like it.
Exactly.
I don't like it. Because those things lead to other things. Before you see, they are now viewing pictures, they shouldn't see, they are watching
things. Because most of the apps also come with advertisements.
Yes.
And parents can't control which adverts come.
No.
So before you know it, you have clicked on the advert, and you are exposed to something you didn't bargain for. And then it becomes a habit.
A problem.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Let's go to our next question. This one says that, good morning, Reverend Ike. Please, I learn at the time. I learn all the time. Okay, I change it all the time. But I don't do well at school. Please help me. I learn all the time, but I don't do well at school. Please help me. There is no name, there is no age.
Oh, my dear, I'm so sorry to hear that. It's very sad. What I want you to know is that God is a giver of wisdom.
God is a giver of
wisdom. Yes, in James 1, verse 5 to 6.
James chapter 1. Let me go to NLT. James chapter 1, verse what?
5 to 6.
Okay, so NLT says that if you need wisdom, if you want to know what God wants you to do, ask Him, and He will gladly tell you. He will not resent your asking. But when you ask Him, be sure that you really expect Him to answer. For a doubtful mind is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind.
Amen. So the first part says that if you need wisdom, ask God. He is the giver of wisdom.
Okay.
So your first attempt should be that, God, I need wisdom.
Okay.
When I go to school, I learn. When I come home, I learn. It doesn't stick. I'm not doing well. Please give me wisdom. Then I like how God, the example in the Bible where God showed how He gave wisdom to Daniel and his four friends in Daniel chapter 1, verse 17. Daniel 1, 17.
Okay.
It's very powerful what God did for Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Okay, so Daniel actually is after Ezekiel. Daniel 1, verse 17. It says, shall I read in the King James or in the NLT?
Maybe you can read King James and then we read it also in the NLT.
As for these four children, God gave them skill and knowledge in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams.
So did you hear that? God gave them knowledge and skill. All learning. Math, science, OWOP, ICT.
Which one is the OWOP?
It's called Our World, Our People, and the abbreviation is OWOP.
OWOP. It's a new course
they study. History, all the studies, in all learning. So it's not minus math or science. Like science, there is too difficult for me.
OWOP.
He said God gave them wisdom in all, including OWOP.
I think the verse 20 also says that, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than the magicians and the astrologers that were in all his realm.
Wow, isn't that powerful?
10 times better.
So God gave it to these boys. It means that you are no exception, because God loves you also. So if you are going to pray and ask God that I need this kind of wisdom, I believe it will help you. What I also learned to do as a student was that every time I'm going to start class, every time I'm going to read my book, I'll just say a quick prayer. Holy Spirit, please guide me into all truth. Help me to understand what I'm going to study. And then you start believing it. The James scripture said, believe that you have received it. So believing is also very important. Don't finish praying and that, hey, ask for me, hey, ask for math, hey, ask for science. No. From today, you have to change your confession. When your people, anybody sees you, you have to speak out every morning, I am the best in class.
Wow.
I am the best student in math and science.
I'm a best student in 100%
French. 100% in OWOP is my portion. 100% in French, yes.
You know why I was because French was my problem.
Merci.
More Thompson,
notre votre
merci. But you're good at French.
I studied French in SHS, and I actually had a B. I can read it. I can't speak.
I don't want to tell you what I had in BC.
Merci.
You laugh at me. So like you are saying, even though you are taught at school, wisdom is from God. Yes. Wisdom is actually a spirit. You must ask God for it.
Yes.
Okay. Your teachers don't give wisdom. All right. It's from God.
It's from God.
So you have to ask. I think Solomon also asked God
for wisdom. Prayed for
it. So you can see that if somebody is doing well and you are not doing well, you don't know the prayers that has been said.
The person is praying in the house before they come.
You know, when we're in SHS, there was this boy, part of us. He was in a different, I think he was doing arts. I was in the science class. And then he every bathing, his part. Like people who broke bounds, he was part of them. But when academically, very exceptional.
Top. Wow.
Very intelligent boy. So when we were writing WASI, you know, there are these papers you write in the afternoon and all that.
You write objectives in the morning, then, theory in the afternoon.
So, and he's a very bad boy. I know him very bad. Everybody knows that this guy is a very bad boy. So one of the times when we were writing the WASI, I left my cubicle as I was going. Then I met him, and then he was making a call. And he kept saying, amen. Amen. So I stood by him and I tried
to hear
what was happening. So somebody was
praying
from
for
the
him.
Other end.
Wow.
So when he was done, and I said, Joshua, who is this? Oh, my father is a reverend. And anytime I have exams, my daddy prays for me. Even in his bad state. And the guys he does the bad things with, they are all low.
Performance is low.
Very low.
They don't know he has somebody somewhere praying.
And I said, look, you don't know the prayers that are being said for somebody.
Yes.
So I think it's spiritual. And look, the guy tops the class.
Wow.
Yeah, and when it comes to core subjects, look, it's the core subject for
the whole school.
Second, first. Yeah, very intelligent guy.
Wow.
So you may not know.
So the spiritual matters when it comes to academic.
I tell you.
Matters.
Yes, you have to apply, send your mind to everything spiritual, even
because that's the powers we have as Christians.
It's true.
And I also think that also when it comes to your learning time, maybe you learn for an hour, try to remember what you have learned and write it down. Writing has a way of helping things to stick.
Okay.
So maybe I've learned science for 1 hour. Then I try to remember what did I learn in the past hour and try and write it down.
Yeah.
If you don't remember, then you go back and refer again so that it sticks well in your mind.
Or maybe the time you learn is not good.
Exactly.
Maybe you wake up at dawn when you are feeling sleepy. It's not working
or
for you.
Or when you are about to fall asleep, that's when you want to learn.
Or you are learning in the room where there's television or so
many
much
things going on.
So also, after
check
the manner of man,
learning.
Yes,
exactly.
Physical things you should do. Try. Because sometimes you think you are learning, but you're actually not learning.
You are not learning at all. For instance, when I was in secondary school, I like reading, so even math, I would read it. So I wasn't strong in math at all.
No, we don't read math.
In JHS, I think I made a B, 2. That was JSS.
JSS, 2.
And then in SSO, I would usually get 30/100.
Oh,
they used to market LP. Over 120. So 30/120.
LP. LP 40/120.
So
we don't read mass. You know what? This reading, you see, when you leave the book like this, you seem you are doing it. It's like when you look at the steps in Aquila, it's like, it's empty.
It's not true at all. So one term, I was not happy with my perform. I think I was in second year of secondary school, second term. So I told a friend of mine who was very good. I said that she should help me. Yo. So she said, bring a form mic. There was this thing we used to write on with pencil, then you erase. So she would give me the questions, then I'll answer. Then she would look at it. Oh, do it this way. The following term, when we wrote the exam, I had 102/120.
Oh.
Just one term, because I changed the approach to learning.
Approach.
So if you are learning by lying down and reading because you like it, you need to change it.
Your phone is by you. Exactly. You are WhatsApping.
You have to change the approach to the learning.
It will not work.
It will not work.
It will not work. So if you want to be serious, let's look at after the manner of man, just a physical thing. I mean, be serious. Wake up at a good time without disturbing. Anything you would do to make sure that you learn, I think that
and if there are past questions, you answer past questions also. Because
we use past questions to learn.
Exactly.
We use past questions to learn. We don't learn in isolation.
All
right, so if you are just tuned, this is Sweet Melodies 94.3, and this is Generation 419. Our program, our segment is called What's on Your Mind. This is where you get to ask us questions, and then the pastors in the studio will help to answer for you. So you can send your questions to 0279-100-600. Keep them coming. We are in the studios. We are answering your questions. Tomorrow is Mother's Day. Tomorrow is Mother's Day. Today
is an exciting time for mothers.
Tomorrow is Mother's Day. So every mother out there want to say Happy Mother's Day to you.
We appreciate what you do for us. Right from the time of conception, the trouble mothers go through with pregnancy.
Sleepless nights
to the labor. To come home is a miracle. And then to take care of the child till they are grown up. And even when you are old and married, they still worry about
it's
you.
True.
So as for mothers, they are very special. And I believe that God will continue to bless you.
Amen.
God will continue to make you strong.
Amen.
To pursue. Sometimes the children are stubborn. But God will give you grace to be able to take care of them. They will bring you joy. They will make you smile as you keep praying for us. God bless you so much. And may he answer all your secret prayers.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus'
name. Hallelujah. So if you're a mother listening to us, we say
Happy Mother's Day.
God bless you so much. We'll be mentioning our parents, their names, and we'll be giving them shout out. Let's go to this one. This one says that my name is MFA. I am 13 years old in GHS 1. Last year, one of my classmates proposed to me. I didn't accept. Since that time, he keeps calling me all the time. Please, I am worried. Oh, you are not worried.
My dear MFA.
MFA, you are not worried at all.
One of the functions on the mobile phone is blocking.
Okay.
So just first of all, block him. Block his number.
One of the functions is for blocking.
So just block him on. If you don't know how to do it, ask somebody to show you how to block a number on the phone so that the calls will not even come through to disturb your peace of mind. So that's the first thing.
It means that MFA is actually not interested in this boy.
Exactly. Okay. So she should just block him. Ephesians 4:27 says we should not give place to the devil. So it is when he calls that you even start thinking, hey, maybe the way he likes me, maybe he loves me.
Yes.
And it's nice to have somebody to love you
care
about you. So don't even give him the chance to even be calling.
So right now, MFA, what you are trying to say is that the devil now is the boy. Okay, so try as much as possible to avoid
him.
Avoid him totally. Avoid him like a plague.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, is that I didn't accept. Since then, he keeps calling me all the time. Help me. Is it possible he should report to mother or class teacher or headmaster?
Because the truth is that he will not be the last boy who will worry you.
Okay.
As you are growing, your body is becoming nicer as a teenager. More people will be
calling you
and proposing and bothering you. So make sure that you have that relationship with mommy or daddy. That you tell them everything that goes on.
Okay.
This person said this. This boy said he likes me. This one said he loves me. Let your parents be open with you and be open with your parents. Or maybe a trusted adult, maybe your pastor in church, your Sunday school teacher, anybody who is a trusted adult. But I would say your parents especially. Let them know that this is what is going on.
Wow.
It will make you accountable. So that it's not like, don't tell your mother about it. This is just between the two of you. No, you should always let your parents know what is going on. So it's very important.
This time, is this thing the Is it normal?
It is very normal. It is very normal. As you are growing and becoming a teenager, your body is changing, your emotions are changing. You find that you start having even what we call crashes.
Okay.
As young people, as we were growing up, Reverend Ike, we also had crashes. Or
it's true.
From
it's
even
true.
Primary school,
I used to have
you could
some girl
see somebody
class,
and it's like you like her so much. You daydream about them. You want to stay at them. Accept that it is normal, but you don't have to act on it to do anything about it.
It's true.
Your body is still growing and developing. So accept that it's normal, but you have to control yourself also.
13 years.
The fruit of the Spirit talks about self-control. Galatians 5:22-23 says that the Holy Spirit gives us self-control. So you need to pray that, Holy Spirit, give me grace to control my feelings, to control my emotions, so that you will not enjoy what the raps they are giving you, and be tempted to follow them.
Because if like Help is saying, if you don't control yourself, your desire to be a nurse will rather change you into a nursing mother. The two are not the same. Okay. Be a nursing mother and be a nurse. They are not the same, this thing, okay? That teenage pregnancy, you have to go through all the, so your dream of becoming something important or something valuable in future will just
end.
Because you listen to some raps a certain boy gave you, and then you have done something you are not supposed to do. All right. So
and sometimes if it's not you don't carry the pregnancy, the boy may tell you, oh, take this medicine, and the pregnancy will go away. And you may end up dead.
Destroying yourself.
Destroying the whole family as well. Yourself. Yeah.
Destroy. So MFA, try, like we are saying, try and approach mommy, try and approach daddy, or that just go to headmaster. Or this happening at school.
If it's happening at school and he's pestering you and you are not
because she's worried. She said that since that time, he keeps calling me all the time.
So you can tell your teacher or your headmaster about it. Warn him that this is the last time. Next time you call me again, I'm reporting you.
I'll report you.
Hopefully that would scare him off.
And they're the same class. Don't you think maybe some names calling
would come
the
in.
Boys would gather tease and
so
all
then the
that.
Presence of the headmaster coming into the picture would be important because they need to really.
So if they see your parents at school, they see then they recognize that the thing is a serious
matter.
That's
one, yes.
You know when your parents come to the school, it means that the thing has gone bad. Okay, so MFA, I think that you try and resist him. Okay, he's been called. He said last year one of the he proposed. 13-year-old children. You know proposal.
Mercy.
All right. So let's move on with our next question. This one says, good morning, Reverend Ike. Is attending party with friends a sin? Is attending party with friends a sin?
I mean, a party is meant to gather friends together, have fun. So it depends on what type of party
you are attending.
So you have to ask yourself, who is organizing the party?
What are you going to do at the party?
So if you know it's not a Christian party, maybe it's Reverend Ike's son's birthday and we are going for a party. That's a nice party to attend.
Yeah.
But if you know maybe you vacated, so the boys want to organize a party, you should know that this is a no-go area.
It's not even the time.
The time they schedule the party. Or what the attire they have proposed that you should wear and come. To tell you that this is a party you should not attend at all.
You don't have to be BC or WC, they have these jams.
Exactly. Yes.
Once I saw one, they call it pants down.
Mercy.
Yes. And a lot of young people break their virginity
During this BEC
party, something.
Because when you finish BEC, you've only just started.
Yes.
You are now coming to do SHS.
Results are not in. It's wild.
You have to keep calm.
You know, when I wrote my last paper, BEC, that day, I went for Healing Jesus Crusade.
Wow.
At Accra Academy.
That's a spiritual person.
When my results came, I don't have to write in the media.
I just.
So I think this party issue sometimes is about what you know will be done at the party.
Yeah.
Who is coming? Which people are coming? What are you going to do?
Pool party.
Is starting.
It means that
somewhere.
People are going to be naked, half naked.
We are starting that party 7 p.m. Do you understand? And some parents don't see anything
at all.
Oh, is a family friend? Do you say, oh, it's not anything? You can go.
You can go.
type of thing. And by the time your child has gone to that party and come, and they have
they are never the same.
Sleepover. Yes. How do they do it? You go and sleep in somebody's house.
So usually, maybe we are friends. Mm-hmm. So we our parents will agree that this weekend
we are all going to this person's house
to sleep over. So we are there hanging out in the night.
Hey, I think
it can easily be a recipe for disaster.
A lot of bad things happen from such parties and all that. So for me, I would say that if you are not clear your conscience, don't go.
Don't go. First Thessalonians 5:22 talks about abstaining from all appearances of evil. So maybe you are not sure, but the fact that you are even asking the question to should tell
should
you
I
that go? Then it means that
maybe there's something wrong.
Exactly.
You should know.
So you should just walk away from any
even
appearance.
At our age, there are parties we don't attend. It's not every party. It's not every party you go to.
Even if it's a family gathering, you can sense that this one is not going to edify me.
Yes, for you know, we all have classmates. As we sit there, we have old students, platforms, and sometimes they meet us on beach. It's not like you hardly see me. Yes, it's not like we can't pay and go. But we know what will happen at such gatherings, exactly. So we don't go. Okay.
And you are not missing anything.
No. I think that's what the devil makes children understand that
it's going to be fun.
Yes, you are going to miss something.
Left behind.
It's not true. It's not true at all. You are not going to miss anything. Anything. And I think that is the mind we always have. It's like this person is going, this person is also going, so it's going to be fun.
When
it's
you meet in school, it's like you don't have anything to say
to
because
share.
We're not there. You have to learn to be strong.
Yes.
And to ignore the peer pressure that comes with growing up.
Wow. I mean, most children thrive on peer. How do you?
Trying to fit in.
Yes, like when your friends applaud you.
Yes,
it's like then you are a part.
You feel
of
good.
Guy. Yes, yeah. they like that more than any other thing.
Yeah,
I just want you to know that at any party in itself, it's not a sin. Understand that one, okay? When you go to a party, it's not a sin. But what is done at the party? Okay, the dress code for the party. There are some parties they strictly give dress code. If you don't have it,
if you don't have hot pants, you cannot come.
If you go and you are in skirt, car, you'll be odd.
Yes.
Because what they are wearing, what you are wearing, is like night and day. You can't fit in. Because you want to be part of them, you are forced to dress like
them. Sometimes you are even tempted to hide something in your bag. Ask mommy that, we are going for this party. She's wearing a nice skirt, only to get to the back of the house or to the friend's house.
Then they change
and wear something totally different. Or their friends will say, I have an extra pair for you. Mommy will not know, so just wear this one.
When you quit clothes, you change.
You change back.
Our parents are aware of these things.
Sometimes parents are not aware. Parents are not aware. They think, it's an innocent. They are children. But these days, they are not children.
Because I feel that most parents, do I say they don't care? If I use they don't care, I will be wrong.
Some parents are becoming increasingly permissive. Because when you watch on the internet and on the TV, it's like, it's becoming normal. We are normalizing a lot of things.
Allow the children to explore.
Exactly. And so they kind of feel, it's just part of growing up. And it's not going as well as we expected to.
And a lot of young people who have broken their virginity, you can relate or they can link that into this type of parties.
Yes. Because sometimes somebody has set you up that you don't even know about.
So as you get there
and they mix drinks up, you don't even know what has been mixed in the punch. Before you know it, they have dragged you and you can even get raped.
All right. So whoever sent us this message, you have not added your name. So we are saying that anytime you ask a question, please add your name and your age so that we know who we are attending to. We are not here to solve marital issues for adults. So we are strictly dealing with children. So if you have questions, we are going to be attending to the children first before, if we have time, we deal with the adults. So there's this one also here. He says that, Reverend Nikki, how can I let my class teacher know that I'm not interested in his filthy jokes? I am Grace from Spintex.
Grace, thank you for your question.
Class teacher who who tells filthy jokes. What are filthy jokes?
I'm thinking maybe jokes that's got to do with sex and stuff like that.
And Bobby, when you say you get some children laughing.
Laughing, exactly.
But and Grace seems
that
not
will
to
encourage
interested.
The teacher to always say it. So if it's if the jokes are shared in class, I remember a lady in church, I think she's in SHS now, but that time she was in JHS.
Okay.
And she said she had a teacher who would come to class, a French teacher also, who would come to class.
French teacher?
Yes.
The French is Susanne Manifani Humani.
And say things like that, and talk about the fact that that's for him, he's not even interested in God and church and all that. So she said she prayed about it, and one day she approached him privately and asked him why he thinks the way he thinks. Had a very good conversation with him, told him about Christ. The teacher ended up giving his life to Christ.
Wow.
And then she gave him one of Bishop Dan's books. The teacher became born again, and he's reading Bishop Dan's books.
This child deserves pizza.
Powerful,
from Cheesy Pizza.
Powerful. Yes, so I think that first of all, pray about it. Because the Holy Spirit has to convict the teacher. So, and before you approach him, he has to have received the conviction.
It's true.
Otherwise, he can just dismiss you and say, oh, go away or something. But pray about it and look for an opportunity to talk to the teacher one-on-one. And let him understand what the Bible has to say about those things he says. One of the things the Bible says in Matthew 12, verse 36 to 37 is about how we'll be judged for every idle word that comes from our mouth. So let him know that it's not just a joke he's telling, but there are implications. And as he keeps saying the words, it's being implanted in the hearts and minds of the young people. And it's not a good spirit he's imparting. Ephesians 4:29 also says that the words we give should not be corrupt words. So it says, not let no corrupt
communication proceed out of thy mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers.
So what he's saying is not ministering any grace to Sister Grace here. You see? So let him know that your name, Grace.
Carries power.
It carries power, exactly.
Grace is grace.
When he's speaking, it must minister grace, but he's not ministering grace.
But I wonder,
I'm sure
he'll
even be shocked that you have been able to say such wise words
to him
from the word of
God. How many
God,
children would think like Grace?
Yes. How some will just children? Think, oh, he's the older teacher. He should know better. So if it's okay, then it's okay.
It's okay.
So it's even a plus that Grace has noticed that this is wrong.
And I think this thing is common in our schools.
It is.
Because you see teachers coming in and then they say these jokes and then the children, some of them, the children actually are happy. So they carry it home. Oh, sir said this.
Exactly.
Or madam said this. You see, whoever you stand before to speak to, you are just not imparting words, but you are also planting spirit and you are planting seeds into them. Do you see? When I was in university, I had my one teacher who taught us anatomy and physiology. He dresses well.
Wow.
Yeah, anytime he comes. So I told myself that when I grew up and I become a lecturer,
I'll dress like
well.
You. Wow.
And I've seen it. I've seen that it's working. So if I will not pick anything from this person, this part of his life, I like
it.
Yeah, so as you are talking, a child is also listening to you and says that, oh, even though Grace doesn't like it, there is somebody in the class
like
who's happy.
And they are thinking that it's normal.
Yes.
And I think even one danger also is that some teachers do that and groom their children a certain way. And some of them end up being sexual predators. So when you've heard it over and over and it's normal, one day he calls you and he touches your breast and you think it's normal. Or if he's even a boy, he touches your penis and you think it's normal because he's been joking about it.
Yes.
So I think that is a very worrying thing, and it's good that Grace is bringing everybody's attention.
Was it last year or this year where a teacher sodomized about 19 children?
Yes, last year.
Last year. So it means.
And it happens at the JHS level,
this is
primary school.
JHS. Yeah. So you wonder how it happened. It's from this seat. Oh, yes. So he says it all the time.
You laugh about it.
Like, oh, it's not everything.
It's normal.
It's normal. So at first, he puts it in your mind that it is not strange. So a lot of people are doing it, or it is not anything. So we move to the next level where he invites you or she invites you for this, and then you go, and because he has said it a fourth time, you think that
it's
not anything.
Everybody is doing it. Everybody is doing it. And I think if it doesn't change after you've prayed and talked to him, you need to let a headmaster or another teacher know so that they have a talk with him.
Yes. In as much as he came for employment to collect money and all that, he has an obligation to teach us a subject. So you are just teaching your subject.
If it's not related to the subject, why talk about it?
No, just I mean, this filthy jokes. I don't get it.
So inappropriate.
So if you're a teacher listening to us, you're a class 3 madam, you teach OWOP, you see that it's called OWOP.
Our world, our people.
if it's not related to, it's how you pollute the children, you plant bad seeds into them. You may think they don't know. Some of them learn this. I had a girl who attends my church, who attended my church, and then one time she came to me. Then she was, she should be somewhere 10 years old. And then she said that she watches pornography.
Merci.
As at that time, and asked her how it started. And she said, she went to class one morning, and a classmate said, www. And the classmate mentioned a site. In their house, they have free Wi-Fi.
Free Wi-Fi.
So she keyed in, and then it came. Since then, from class whatever, she's been watching. And I think the thing was worrying her, and then she came to tell me, and I said, okay, no problem. So I called the mother, and I told the mother, do you have Wi-Fi, unprotected Wi-Fi without pass? I said, disconnect it. And she asked me, I said, no, you don't need to know, just disconnect. So the mother did that, and then the girl came to ask me whether I've told them, and I said no. So now she doesn't watch it. She has become a proper girl.
Powerful.
Okay, so sometimes usually the idle words that are spoken, they have more impact than the deliberate ones that are said. So maybe you are teaching, you have finished your topic, there's nothing to teach.
Just
let the children sleep and
let
go.
Let them sleep.
Yes,
it's far better.
Yes, don't
for them.
Go and bring a teacher you have got. Can you even share scripture with the children?
Exactly.
Do you see? Let a child remember you that, this teacher is very...
It's from this teacher that I learned this thing from.
Let a child remember you for something good, not for a bad thing.
Exactly.
This teacher can cane, teacher. We all have to say
yes,
teachers.
I remember teachers who used to cane a lot.
But we also know teachers... Who were there
that
for us.
That we can still remember today.
Can clean our tears and all that.
I remember the teacher who encouraged me. I used to be very timid in primary school. When I went to the teacher's class in class 2, he noticed that I would be quiet. I wouldn't even, when they are reciting, I'm there. He would come and sit by me. That he wants to hear me say it. He encouraged me. By the time I was leaving his class, I had overcome a lot of the shyness. My academic performance had increased or improved. So teachers have a very important role to play.
Because
they must remember that they'll be judged for every little thing.
But the children spend so much time.
Yes.
Look at the time they go to school. Sometimes you see them early in the morning.
6:30, they're on the way.
Class 2 child has woken up 4 o'clock, has bathed cold water with his bag behind him
like a
tourist. And they are coming to you in the school from, let's say, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Yes.
12 hours.
12 good hours.
You see, and when the child turns out to be bad, let's say this pornography and this thing, the parents now come to pastors like, what at all are you teaching them?
Exactly.
Now, when your child spend 2 hours with me, what impact do I make?
The whole week, you get just 3 hours or with the child.
And they spend all this time
parents expect so much from
pastors. Like, pastor, when you come and you lay hands, all the demons have to
They must run flee. Away.
Okay, so parents, I think you also have a duty. Sometimes engage your children.
Be
There's
interested.
Something called intimate counseling. Okay, let your child be your best friend. Your child should be able to confide in you. When something happens, the child should be able to say, mommy, this and this and this happened. This teacher said that sometimes the way we also position ourselves, you don't make yourself approachable
at all.
When your son looks at your face, you are the last person
he will
ever
open up to. Yes.
Okay, so they have these issues, and all these questions that we are getting, these are from people's children.
Yes.
And I'm not even sure their parents are aware
that they've texted such
some
questions.
Of them have to send us wrong names so that their parents don't know that they are the people. Maybe you are sitting in the same car with your mommy, you have sent the question, but your mommy doesn't know that you are the one we are addressing. Okay, so it's very, if you are a teacher, teacher and you say filthy jokes, okay, it's not appropriate. Stop it. Nobody pays you for filthy jokes. Eh? You will not be charged for saying filthy jokes. Nobody will ask you to pay e-levy if you do filthy jokes. Eh? So please, I beg you, plant good seeds in the minds and in the hearts.
I mean, many years later, when the child is somewhere and mentions your name, it's a blessing. Yes. Or they come in to even look for you that there was this particular teacher who taught me this or that, or who encouraged me. You want to look for that teacher once more. And that is how your blessing will come.
I was in Ho last year for a conference. And when I went, I met two children. And they said, oh, they have been on my program here, Sweet Melodies. I can't even remember. And they just said, when they came, I said this, I said that, and then he was encouraged. And I said, I can't remember.
You just sowed the seed.
Yes.
And it's been a blessing.
You see, so as a teacher, I think that, look, just scatter your seeds. Yeah. Okay. Just sow good seeds around.
It's a very privileged position you have.
Yes.
To impact the children.
A child will see you as a role model. You may not know what that child is up to. All right, help him. I think that our time is going, and we'll take our last question. So this is Sweet Melodies 94.3, and this is Generation 419. What's on your mind? This is where we get to answer your questions with the questions that are bothering you. Try as much as possible and send us the question 0279-100-600. When we are done, help you put her number out there, and if you want to call her privately to maybe she's also a counselor, or every pastor is a counselor.
Every pastor is a counselor.
So you are. Last time somebody was asking, why is that when the pastors come, I ask them to put their contact, but me, I don't put my contact. It's because I don't have a phone, that's why. So the Apple put his number out there so that you can call her if you want. Apple, this one says, Rev, please, is it good to have a boyfriend from a concerned girl? Somebody sent this question the other way. Is it when, okay, the person was asking when
is a good time to have
date in all that.
Interesting.
But this is a concerned girl asking when it's time to have a boyfriend.
It's good. Okay. As I explained earlier, when MFA asked the question, it's normal to feel like you need a boyfriend as you are growing
it's
up.
It's like at this point, and the children want to have sex.
Exactly.
Because
for the boys, as you are growing up, suddenly when you wake up, you have an erection, which was not so before. The girls, you start having your period, and
hormones are changing,
sometimes you can feel for sex and all.
All these things just, it's a confirmation that you are normal.
Yes,
it's a confirmatory test that you are a normal human being.
Normal human beings go through that. So it's not something weird or strange.
No,
you should understand that you are not physically, emotionally, spiritually, and financially ready for a boyfriend or girlfriend.
You can't do boyfriend now.
At all.
No, you can't cook.
Because consequences come. Exactly.
You can't cook.
You can't cook. You can't sweep. You can't pay school fees.
No.
All the obligations that come with.
And even this boyfriend self, what can he do for you?
Nothing. He will just press.
Sleep with you and leave you and... And some of these children, they actually even date their class teachers. So.
Yes.
Yeah, class teachers.
Yes, we hear stories like that. And, well, the teachers are doing something very dangerous. And if the police get hold of them, it won't be nice for them at all.
Sometimes they say we shouldn't say, but I know a lot of this.
It's true. Yes. It's happening.
You see a teacher, student. Is it like the question the Grace asked?
About the field.
You see a teacher say, this guy's my
She's
girlfriend.
My wife, or
yeah, my wife.
We are all laughing about
about the thing.
It's actually true.
Very serious about this.
Go and buy food for me. Go and take my things to the house for me.
Carry the books to the house. I'll be marking it. And that's the only person that you carry
book
to your house. And when you go and I'm not there, wait for me.
Wait for me. Say that you have to find ways to overcome the desire to because it will come. Sometimes you feel like if somebody was hugging me, it would be nice. If I had somebody who is always, we are talking and talking, walking by the beach, all those things, you think about it. But you must find ways to overcome it. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says there's a time for everything
and
a
season
for every activity under the sun. So you have to wait for the right time. when the right time comes, you would have a boy. I would say that the right time may be maybe when you're in tertiary.
Yes.
You are about to finish tertiary. About you know that you are prepared mentally and physically and even financially.
You're almost there.
You are almost there. So then you can enter a relationship that will lead to marriage, not just to have fun, but that will lead to marriage. So in the meantime, watch the books you read, the movies you watch, because sometimes those are the ones that plant the seeds of the desires in you.
Yeah.
When I was young, I loved reading. And one of the series that was common at that time was Sweet Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And there was always this girl, it was an American series, so you always a girl who has a boyfriend and all those things. So you couldn't help.
Me, I didn't get these storybooks to read. You see, like these books you are talking about, somewhere last year or two, I chanced on the girls, I said a young girl's conversation with another boy. Very, very filthy.
Messy.
It's really understatement. Very filthy Messy. Conversation. Messy. It was almost like having sex on phone.
Oh.
Very filthy. So when I spoke with the girl, it came from the books that she reads. Very. So, I mean,
the books shows yes, those
some things. Of the words, words that, I mean, this word, where I even learned this word from.
That she's using at her age.
I said, no.
It's serious.
I mean, very serious. Serious. Everyone has said serious, I mean serious. Mm,
that you can't say on the radio.
Fine protocol will not allow me to say it here.
So I realized that reading books has a way of even influencing the things you think about and your desires.
It makes you imagine it.
So I think growing up later, then there were these romance books. So I remember one day, we didn't have SU, but we had like a Protestant. So the president was in our class, and a friend of mine and I were sharing a book. So she came and she asked us, I hope when you get to those parts, you skip it. And we looked at each other and like, are you serious? Like, those are the juicy parts where the man and the woman have entered the bedroom and you know something is going to happen. But later, as I got closer to God, I realized that I started not enjoying those books. When I get there, I just want to skip because I don't want to know about it.
Growing up, the books that I read were books from Peggy Opon.
Akosua Jemfua Fofi.
I read Adventures of Cleopas. I read Heifa. The Roses for Sharon.
No Roses for Sharon.
Those are the books. Then I think I have this very big book in my study called The Surgeon's Verdict.
Wow.
Yes. I like books that... but this romance, I don't understand.
Mercy on me, because I used to enjoy them.
I am used to calculation.
You're a science student, that's why.
A lot of reading, if it is not points, one, two, three.
Or it's a textbook Macbeth.
Yes.
Or things fall apart.
I don't add that. Even how I pass literature, I have to watch the video of
the
gods
story.
Are not to blame.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how come I was able to pass. In the end. But when I read, I have to understand that. If I'm not understanding it, I just. Something Sheldon.
Sidney Sheldon, yes. So we have Sidney Sheldon, Jackie Collins, kinds of books.
Help you, Abba Brown.
Now I'm very born again. All things have gone away. So those are very strong spirits that can enter you. So watch what you read, watch what you watch online, watch what you watch on TV.
Do spirit back books.
Definitely. Spirit back books. Everything carries a spirit. So even the series you watch on TV, all those things have big influences on us.
Wow. By the grace of God, our time is up and we'll be leaving. We'll be here for the last almost 1 hour.
Wow, time flows so quickly.
I tell you. And I really enjoyed this session. And this is What's on Your Mind, right here on Sweet Melodies 94.3. And this is Generation 490, where young people gather to learn the word of God and also to have fun. Your favorite children's program on radio. And I've been here with Lady Pastor Abigail Ansan from the Makane Church International. OEB, it's your headquarters.
Yes, OEB is the headquarters.
OEB is your headquarters. And tomorrow is Mother's Day. Every mother listening to us, what's your message to every mother out there?
As I said earlier, God bless them for their sacrifices. They should not stop loving us. They should not stop praying for us. they should continue to sow the good seeds and believe that they will see great, great, great fruits Amen. From it. Amen. They will be blessed by us. When they see Amen. Us, we'll make them proud.
Amen.
So they should keep loving us.
Amen. I was raised up by so many mothers.
Wow.
At every junction of my life, I had a mother. And even now in my life, where I am now, the people that have great influence in my life are women.
Wow.
Yes. A
God
lot
bless
of,
all
a
of lot, them.
My biological mother, Auntie Grace, Auntie Esther, and then the Lady Reverend Erica, Auntie Mami. Happy Mother's Day to
Happy
you.
Mother's
God
Day.
Bless Lady you so much.
Episcopal
Help
sister.
BM.
Yes, and Lady Reverend BM, God bless you
God
so
bless
much.
You she
so, so many sins. So
you,
many sins.
I tell you, all the women, we may not get the chance to mess you. And to my wife, thank you so much for being a good mother
now
to me.
Now the wives are also claiming the Mother's
I
Day.
I tell
crowd.
You, on behalf of your son and myself, I want to say Happy Mother's Day to
Happy
you.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yvonne, God bless you so
to
much
Mrs.
for being for being a good mother. That was sometimes when I see how they have to do this, do that, I said no.
Yeah, just
mothers
amazing.
Are great.
Yeah.
Mothers are great. And every mother out there, if you've not been able to mention your name, we say Happy Mother's Day to you. God bless you. So and to my mother-in-law, Auntie Mercy, Mrs. Gasu, and all these people who have helped to shape my life. I said I'm very grateful. I'm sure that you have never regretted raising a son this way. And anytime
made them
you look
very
at me,
proud.
I tell you, I mean myself, when I saw how my life was going,
wow.
I said I needed strong women to bring me back on course.
Back on track.
And I'm very, very privileged and very honored to have them as mothers in my life. If you have lost your mother, don't worry. Don't worry. At every junction, God provides a mother.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can even find a mother in your father.
Yes.
Yes, who can take you along, who can care for you.
I think that you need to just open up and receive the love that is coming.
It's true.
Although you miss your mother.
It's true.
Open your heart because God says He's a father of the fatherless. He's a mother of the motherless
That's
as well.
True.
So open your heart to receive the love. It may not be like your real
mother,
but open your heart and receive the love and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
God will take care of
Sometimes
you.
Sometimes a stepmother, but because of stereotyping,
a certain
that
mind you have
all,
already.
All stepmothers are wicked.
Exactly.
And all that. No, all stepmothers are not wicked.
Not
they are
at all.
Good stepmothers
they are good
out
stepmothers.
There. Do you understand? So, you, like help you say, you have to open up to every blessing that is coming your way. So, mothers, we salute you.
God
we say,
bless
God
you.
Bless you so much.
I also wish my mother also Happy Mother's Day.
Bonne
Mrs.
Dien.
Joyce, Osegambra, in Kumasi, all the way in Kumasi. And my mom in law, Ma Comfort, in the U.S. She's been such a blessing.
God bless you so much. God bless you, every mother. We pray for you. We pray that may God strengthen you.
Amen.
May God help you. May God extend your days.
Amen.
May God cause you to have enough to spend and to spare.
Amen.
And we pray that anytime we run to you, you'll be a blessing to us.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, may you live enough to enjoy the fruit of your labors.
Amen.
And may your children rise up and call you blessed.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So every mother,
powerful.
We salute you. Tomorrow is Mother's Day and we wish you Happy Mother's Day in advance. God bless you. This has been Generation 419, right here on Sweet Melodies 94.3. I've been here with Lady Pastor Abigail Ansah from the Makande Church International. My name is Reverend Dr. E.K. And I've added a doctor.
Whoa,
to
that. Congratulations.
Every reverend is a doctor.
Oh, crap. No, this one. We are speaking it into being in Jesus' name.
Amen. No. God bless you so much. God willing, next week, we'll come your way with another edition of What's on Your Mind. Until we meet next week, God bless you. And it's bye for now.